This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We close out our show this evening with somebody who joins us from time to time. And obviously, it's been a very interesting offseason for the University of South Florida, and Will Turner is kind enough to join us. Will, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening.
Absolutely, Blue. Always appreciate you having me on.
Well, got a chance to see three kids that will be coming in on this cycle over the weekend, the last couple of days. Two linemen and a kicker that will be at USF that participated in the Florida-Georgia game, and certainly all three of them did extremely well, and it's about time that USF gets kids that participated in some high-level events like that and certainly come right in and ready to make a contribution right away.
Yeah, for sure. You know, starting right off the bat with John Cannon out of university school and, you know, TRU prep, and, you know, he's a guy that I think could be a guy that could really make an impact in the kicking game. USF didn't really have a great kicking game and hasn't really had a great kicking game over the last couple of seasons. And it was kind of left as an open competition between Jared Sackett, who was a UTSA transfer, and Spencer Schrader, who was from a local kid from Newsom High School up in the Tampa area. So those two kind of battled it out, and Spencer had a good game up at Memphis, and Jarrett made some good longer distance field goals. Then so they kind of played off of each other a little bit, but neither of them really had a real impact. But John Cannon could be one, you know, that could be a guy that stirs the pot a little bit and maybe pushes the needle in that room. And, you know, getting some good experience at the Florida Georgia game, I'm sure absolutely is going to help him moving forward. And then the two linemen, Drew Cornelius from Georgia and Cole Best from Trinity Prep up near the Orlando area. Both are guys that are pretty low rated on USF's commitment sheet this last year, but two guys that, you know, very well could be starters down the line. You know, you look at a guy a couple classes ago like Donovan Jennings, who was pretty low, and he's been USF's starting tackle for the last 2-3 seasons. So, you know, getting guys like that some more quality experience is really important. And I think you know, Cole Best and Drew Cornelius were guys that really could use some to see some different competition and gain a lot from some of the coaching from that Florida-Georgia game.
Yeah, no doubt. Will Turner joins us, Bulls 247. And, yeah, getting a chance to watch them all in practice, certainly when you take a look at a kicking game, he's a solid kicker. Cannon's a solid kicker. Both the linemen intrigue me, more so probably the kid from Florida, because of the fact that he was very athletic. He was put together. Here's a guy like Coley, 6'4", and he could play on either side of the ball. He's not one of those big, beefy, bulky linemen. He comes in as somebody they could put on weight, and because he's already a weight room guy. So you look at somebody right like that, you know, he could dictate maybe that he could make a move to defense because he's really cat quick. He's strong. He moves extremely well. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that these guys were probably undervalued. The other young man, as you mentioned, Cornelius, is 6'5", a good sized guy. As you know, we were talking to the coaches during the drills. They said, that's one thing you can't teach. You know, definitely, Will, you can't teach size. You know, I mean, that's something that comes along with it. And you get a kid who's 6'5", and then start teaching him some technique and gets into the weight room, gets a little more confidence, and things happen. Big men are kind of tough to predict. I'm sure you found that out already. You know, you could look at them as high school freshmen and project them, but you know, there's a whole lot of things. Talk about some of the recruit guys that figure to maybe plug themselves into somewhere, you know, as well, maybe in a rotation somewhere, just out of need early on.
Yeah, so I think. And I think I mentioned this to you, you know, when we talked at state championships, is Gunnar Greenwald, the tight end out of Satellite High School.
Yes.
And you know, you want to talk about size in a kid and how you can't teach size. Well, here's a kid that's 6'4", 220, you know, just got on campus as an early enrollee. He's a guy that if you give a good 8 months from January to August, this is a kid that could fight for a backup tight end role. You know, USF, they brought in Northern Illinois transfer, Mitchell Brinkman to be the starting tight end, only caught 15 passes for 161 yards. And in my mind, that's not enough to run away with the starting position in camp. So Gunnar Greenwald's a guy that absolutely could do that. You go down the list, Timmy McClain, there's a quarterback competition that still needs to be figured out at USF, one that was not figured out in 2020. And Timmy McClain is a guy that could come in right away as an early enrollee and press in camp. That could potentially move the needle because of his dual threat ability. You got to see it.
We watched
you know,
him. We watched
him.
You and I watched him play up there against Osceola, and without him, their offense doesn't move. he's a beast.
Right. Yeah. Right. And the same thing with Jimmy Horn. You know, USF is the last couple of years, especially last year with Omarion Dollison out of Columbia, South Carolina, was a guy that came in as a true freshman, started some games at slot receiver, and made some valuable impact. And could Jimmy Horn be the next guy to do that? I think so. Yeah. You know, I think both of those Seminole guys could be guys that could play pretty early. You know, Timmy's a guy that I think could move the needle. And with how wide open that quarterback room is right now after the departure of Jordan McLeod, the addition of Jaron Williams, you know, I think Timmy McClain could be a guy that people are talking about in November as a guy that could be, you know, getting some movement up there. Nice. Moving over defensively, I really like Jalen Stokes, the cornerback out of Auburndale that they've got, can play a lot of different positions. I think they like him a little bit more as an over-the-top safety, you know, a little bit of a star, which is that safety linebacker hybrid position in that 3-3-5 that Glenn Spencer likes to play. So I really like what Jalen Stokes has brought to the table. Same idea with Gabe Neely out of Gulliver Prep. Long, lanky corner that jams guys at the line of scrimmage and, you know, plays like a dog.
Good. Yeah. Well, you pretty much nailed that whole deal because I think that things are going to turn around. You and I talked about it. You just get the vibe. It's because who's at the top will make the changes. I know people wanted it to be made right overnight, and it's just not like that. It's just not the reality like that. But he's going to get in a groove. He's going to put the right people around him. You know, the people that he's comfortable with, the systems that he is, and people are going to see it's going to change. It just happens that way. You know, Will, I mean, when you get good coaches and they have a good plan and it's worked before and, you know, they do it in the right way, things change and people are shocked. But if people want to follow you like they do all the time, give them a way to follow you.
Yeah, so our site Twitter is at Bulls247. And then my personal Twitter is at WTurner247, Bulls247.com. You know, pumping out a lot of recruitment updates and, you know, a lot of good information on who USF is targeting and general team news as the basketball seasons continue and we march towards spring football.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Will. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a bunch, Larry. Appreciate it.
Good job. Will Turner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.